Nearly 10 million new cases of tuberculosis are expected this year. The disease is more prevalent than ever, and the world's drug researchers don't seem to be making much headway. Tuberculosis is a stubborn disease to treat. The current regimen for standard cases involves 4 different medicines taken over 6 months. More powerful medicines are needed for drug-resistant strains, and some varieties are hard to treat with any drugs. Most recent tuberculosis drugs are variations on previous medicines. Researcher Anil Kul with drug maker Johnson & Johnson notes that the last TB drug with a completely new mechanism was discovered almost half a century ago. There are now just a handful of potential TB drugs in development, and some are variations of existing drugs or scaffolds.
With just 9 drugs in the pipeline with lots of resistance issues, some of these drugs being re-engineered scaffolds and with lots of post-approval failures in drug industry, I think lots of work still needs to be done.
He attributes the relatively small number of possible new tuberculosis drugs to complacency and a sense that progress was being made with existing drugs.
The disease was on decline. People thought we eradicated it. Then we stopped thinking about the disease and the innovation that was needed. And this also had a knockout effect on the funding, that there was no funding available to really start any pharmaceutical projects to really discuss innovative approaches for TB.
The United Nations has set eradication of tuberculosis by 2050 as one of its Millennium Development Goals. Kul says that would require speeding up drug development, moving from an underpowered economy sedan to a sports car, is the analogy he used. But with most TB victims being among the world's poor and marginalized people, he said better drugs are only part of the answer.
We need preventive measures. I think we also need proper access, how to bring these pharmaceuticals, which are currently in the pipeline, to these poor patients.
Those preventive measures, plus removing the social stigma of tuberculosis. Johnson & Johnson drug researcher Anil Kul published his review of the quest for better tuberculosis drugs in the journal Nature. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.